99 The Wave. We're joined by another Clarksville softball player, one of their upperclassmen leaders, and she has been driving the ball all over the place. That poor softball is going to need some therapy as Paige Campman leads the team now, had led the team all year with 51 RBIs and drove in quite a few runs here tonight as well. An RBI double, a two RBI single, and an inside the park home run. Paige Campman, how do you feel? You're headed to state with this amazing team.
I feel great. I'm kind of speechless right now, but I'm really excited. I think all of us are too.
What a night at the plate. What's your approach been this year as you've been spraying the ball all over the field and making solid barrel contact?
Not really thinking. I'm just really happy to be out there this year and get all the reps in that I can and make them great. So just trying to continue that every at bat.
And for you, what this season's been like? You came off one of the toughest injuries for athletes to recover from and came out and have really added a boost of energy to the team this year.
Yeah, I worked really hard in the off season, and I'm just really grateful to be back out here with my friends, and it just feels great being back.
For you, the support you felt here during this regional run, this team earned the right to play regional play here in Volunteer Park. The support you felt is it's been a packed house for every single game.
Yeah, I feel support every game. Like, now, since regionals, we have the things outside of our dugouts. Like, any fan can put note cards or, like, little goodies in there. It just really helps for us and, like, gives us extra boost, and I really appreciate it.
A very energetic and fun dugout. The support you feel when you're at the plate, when they start chanting for you, and you get a chance to be part of it when you're not batting.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Shout out to Capri Clark. She always starts them, and we are super thankful for her because without her, I don't know. It's awesome.
What it's been like to see the hard work this team has put in come to fruition as you're headed to state?
We've put in so much hard work. I know last year didn't go the way we wanted to, so we've just been working to get to state this year, and let's see how deep we can go.
Your thoughts on the potential of this team, because a top two team, the bats are on a roll right now, and the defense has been making the plays you need to make and putting up goose eggs the majority of the time.
Yeah, we've been focusing on our batting, no pop-ups, just hard line drives, which we've been doing, so I think that will continue at state. We just got to stay focused on defense, which we will. I'm just super excited.
Your final thoughts here, Paige, is this team, that's one of the big goals of the year, make it to state, and the milestones continue to be achieved for this team. Your final thoughts to our listeners is another one headed over to Fort Dodge.
Yeah, I'm just speechless right now. Thank you for all the support, and let's go do the thing.
Well, Paige, continue to hit the ball the way you do and make those dazzling plays out in center field. Best of luck to you and the Indians at state.
Thank you.